And finally today, the 2018 Grammy nominations were announced earlier this week. And as we were looking through the list of nominees, we noticed we've spoken to several of them over the past year. We decided to bring back a few moments from those conversations. We'll hear from Khalid, Lorde, and Glen Campbell's longtime friend and producer who worked on his last album. But first, here's Pink.
You know, my dad always says something to me. He says, "I wish you enough." And what he means by that is, "I wish you enough rain to be able to enjoy the sunshine." Mm. And I wish you enough hard times to be able to enjoy the easy bits. And that's beautiful trauma to me. It's simultaneous, but it just depends on which part you're looking at. Beautiful trauma, my love, my love, my trauma.
My love, my love, my love, my trauma. Living the good life full of goodbyes. My eyes are on the gray sky, saying I don't want to come home tonight. I felt like a lot of people thought that just because I was young, that my problems weren't problems. I feel like a lot of people keep the fact that, you know what, like youth, you know, they're not really going through anything because they're not 25 yet. But at the same time, a 25-year-old can go through the same form of heartbreak as a 35-year-old and as a 15-year-old, you know? Love crosses all boundaries. And so I felt like it was necessary for me to talk about the problems that I went through when it involved love. Not only just to speak to people who were young, just to speak to people in general, people who felt the love but didn't know how to express how they felt to someone else. And now it's as easy as, okay, let me play them this song to tell them everything that I wanted to say to them.
As time passes, I feel so low. Searching for peace is covering up the holes. I fight for your love, I fight for your soul. I throw all of my cares away for you. I'll be there to wait for you.
Baby really hurt me, crying in the taxi. He don't wanna know me, says he made the big mistake of dancing in my store.
The intimacy of the spaces on this record, I think, is sort of like a direct response to having my life kind of flipped inside out, I think. Because I think it doesn't matter if you're famous or not, a breakup feels horrific for everybody. And everyone knows that feeling of just feeling like your head is going to explode walking around with all of these. You're like, if people knew this, if they knew what you've done. And I feel like that's universal.
You're a little much for me. You're a liability. You're a little much for me.
The seventh son born to an Arkansas farmer.
It was a special thing that went on in the room. There was so much joy, so much laughter, so much fun. Mm-hmm. Glenn's whole approach to having Alzheimer's was just pretty much different from anything I've ever seen before. If he forgot something, he would laugh about it rather than get sad. And we just went about it that way as a fun thing to do, and it was a total joy.
That was the late Glen Campbell's longtime producer and friend, Carl Jackson, who worked with him on his last album, Adios. We also heard from Lorde, Khalid, and Pink.
And a life on the farm.